Even when the show is over, sometimes we just keep talking. And now you can hear it. Listen to the John, Jay, and Rich Afterwards podcast on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's time for What You Want to Know Wednesday.
What you want?
Something's going on in Zoe's world. Zoe, welcome.
Oh, hey, John, Jay, Rich, Kyle, Suzette. I love this show, and I gotta know something, so I need your help.
Well, perfect, because What You Want to Know Wednesday is just that. You come to us, tell us what's going on. We're going to get involved in your world and get you some answers. So how can we help?
Yeah, okay. So I have been friends with Kelsey for about, I'd say, like 5 to 6 years now, and she came into town over the weekend with her boyfriend, Connor. So she moved away about 3 years ago. So she and I stay in touch through social media, texting here and there. So you can imagine I was pretty excited to see her. It's been a minute. Initially she and Connor were going to stay with me. But then a couple weeks ago, Kelsey called me and said she got an Airbnb with some people that were going to travel with her. And the people she was traveling with were her neighbors. So I thought, that was the first thing. I was like, oh, it's kind of odd, but I thought, whatever. Well, then they got here, and they spent the entire weekend with their neighbors. Like, all of their plans together, which was weird, because Kelsey is from here and has lots of friends, to see and make plans with, and it just seems so bizarre. So, what I want to know, you guys, is the second day they were here, we decided to meet up, and we went to their Airbnb to day drink and just catch up and chill. And, of course, their neighbors were there, too, because they were all, literally attached to the hip the entire weekend. And, I mean, here's the thing. Don't get me wrong. The neighbors were nice. They were totally chill. But it was just so strange to me. So I noticed that night that Kelsey, Connor, and the neighbors were so, flirty with each other. They were constantly, going into other rooms with the opposite couple. I know everybody was pretty lit, but, the whole night felt really uncomfortable. In fact, Kelsey, all she wanted to talk to me about was my sex life. I had this incredibly uncomfortable vibe. So I got in an Uber, and I just got out of there. And I basically want to know if they're swingers or if they're not.
So let's say your friend says they are. Does that change anything? Yeah. With you? You just want to know just to know? It's not going to change your friendship with them?
I mean, I think for me, it'll give me, I'll take a beat to process, but the thing is we aren't seeing each other all the time anyway. So distance is probably good, but I don't know. I don't want to judge her for that, but it definitely, I don't know. I thought I knew her,
All right, so we'll call them and tell them, hey, man, you left some of your swingers magazines at the house. We left some of your, what can we say? How do we figure out? We're calling from the Airbnb. The new people, we're John, Jane, Rich, and some people called us from the Airbnb that you're staying in, and you left a lot of your swinger IDs.
Get
your swinger ID card.
Get your punch card.
Your swinger ID card left here on the sofa if you want to come pick it up. We'll figure something out, Zoe, all right? Give us a few, all right? So What You Want to Know Wednesday continues next with John, Jay, and Rich.
What you want? John, Jay, and Rich.
All right, we're in the middle of What You Want to Know Wednesday. What you want? We got Zoe on the line. Zoe was excited because her friend, Kelsey, and her boyfriend, Connor, were coming to stay with her from out of town. But what happens is they changed it at the last minute and Kelsey and Connor got an Airbnb. And then she finds out that Kelsey and Connor actually traveled with their neighbors. They stayed at the Airbnb, which is fine. Zoe was, a little bummed out because her friend didn't get to stay with her. So Zoe went to go visit them at the Airbnb, do some day drinking. Turns out that the couples were really doing some day drinking, right? And you partied a little bit, right, Zoe?
Yeah, we had a good time.
You had a good time. But do you have a boyfriend or were you by yourself?
I was by myself.
All right, so there's five people in the Airbnb partying, correct?
Yes.
But what you noticed is that the four other people were kind of disappearing, going into rooms at different times, and you noticed that maybe some couples were kind of hooking up a little bit in front of you.
Yes, that was the vibe that I was getting.
And then one of the girls, which I'm guessing was Kelsey, your friend, was talking to you a lot sexually.
Yeah, wanting to know about my sex life and all that. Yeah, which was really weird.
So then when no one was paying attention, you slid out, got an Uber, and you went home.
I got out of there. Yeah. Yep.
So now you want us to call Kelsey, who now has already gone back home, and you want us to find out what's up. Are they swingers? That's what you want us to find out.
That's what I would like help with. Yes, please.
Okay. So what do we do? We saw your phone number on a piece of paper at this Airbnb that we own. Our show owns an Airbnb. You stared at it. You stayed at it. You don't know this time, but you stayed at our Airbnb.
Ew. I don't know.
We have cameras.
You're creative, John Jay. Use your groundlings.
Okay.
And your love for swingers. Tie those together.
The four of us are swingers.
Whoa.
Completely inactive now for the last 7 decades.
If you're just hearing the show for the first time, we are not. For the sake
That's
of the bit,
groundlings.
We'll go with it.
That's not groundlings.
You can't deny. You can't
deny. I just said, for the sake of the bit, we'll go with it.
You said, use your groundlings. There's no denying your groundlings. So that means you have to accept everything I say.
No, we're about to get a bunch of messages.
Look out now.
We haven't started yet.
Use your bleep button. All right, let's just see what happens then. Are you swingers? That's my genius improvisation.
He's so creative.
Hello.
Hi, is this Kelsey?
This is she.
Hi, Kelsey. This is Suzette from the John Jay and Rich Show. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. So we want to talk to you on the radio for a second, if that's okay.
Okay, sure.
Kelsey, so you're on the air right now. We know that you stayed at an Airbnb in town just a few days ago.
Yeah, that's correct.
So listen, work with me here, but we had a couple people, like, let's just call them the neighborhood, a couple people in the neighborhood. You know, saw you guys having a good time, do some fun day drinking, listening to some music, having a good time, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
So we actually had a couple of different people call us about your specific Airbnb over the weekend. And now the stories have evolved, so we wanted to call you and ask you specifically a couple of questions about your stay here this last weekend.
Okay, sure.
So it was you and a boyfriend. There's two couples, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Would you say that you and the other couple, are you guys adventurous?
I suppose.
Well, one of the neighbors said that they thought maybe that you guys, like the two couples in the house that you were staying in the Airbnb, were quite, like, you know, promiscuous, if you will. And we're just trying to figure out if that's true. And it's very exciting. And if so, how do we get involved? But anyway, let's start there. Would you say that you and the other couples were fooling around?
What do you mean, fooling around?
Let's say we were at a Super Bowl party. Let's go back a couple weeks ago, Super Bowl. And there was some chips and dip. All of us were sharing the same dip. We're double dipping. The four of us, you and the other three people were double dipping. And there wasn't a problem. Were you double dipping?
We're not swingers, if that's what you're trying to get at.
That's exactly what I'm getting at. No? So the neighbors, they thought they saw like a couple of guys with a couple of different girls and vice versa. So you're not swingers?
No. Like, what?
They were like, Kelsey, are they filming an episode of Wife Swap?
Right, because we were asking you to teach us how. Suzette is a newlywed, and that's something she was looking at maybe bringing into her marriage. Kyle's been married 5 to 7 years already, and that's the next step is the swinging.
Eight. Yeah, we're jumping right into it.
Kelsey, it's Zoe. It's Zoe on the phone. I'm sorry, but there's no way that there isn't something going on with you and your neighbors. You guys were so weird last weekend.
Oh, my God. Really? Zoe? Really, Zoe?
Yes.
Okay, this is so inappropriate. Like, on the radio?
Inappropriate? What? No, the way, I've been telling these guys, we're on the radio, obviously, but the way you and your neighbors talked and acted last weekend, it was so weird and creepy. Something, like, literally something swingers do.
Why do you, okay, but I'm sorry. Why do you keep saying that we're swingers? We've had a little fun with our neighbors a few times, but we're not swingers. Like, gross. What are you?
You are going out of each other's bedrooms and taking time. Oh, seriously? I mean, what? what you're doing is the same thing. I knew it. She gotta be, right?
Okay, well, you don't know what you're talking about. It's not that at all. We're not having, like, weird parties or anything like that. Like, we're not involving anyone else. It's just us and our neighbors. Like, oh, my God. I cannot believe. Grow up, Zoe.
Grow up. I'm sorry. This is too good. How am I the one that needs to grow up here? How? Explain that to me. Please, Kelsey. Break it down. We have a little fun with our neighbors.
I'm so sorry that we're just trying to keep things fun. I never really took you for a prude, but I'm sorry that it bothers you so much. Maybe you just don't come and see us next time when we're in town. How about that?
Hold on a second. Hold on. So you're not swingers, like, so you guys fool around with each other, but you don't, like, full on have sex? Like, maybe, like, if the other guy gets out of the shower, you'll go over there and, like, hey, who's these? What's up? Or maybe like that kind of stuff? Or so it's not full on sex? Like, what do you mean?
I'm sorry. I'm not going to get into the details of what I do on the radio. We have fun with each other, and that's all I'm going to say, okay?
Come on, Kelsey.
Maybe you just don't come see us next time.
I want to come see you guys next time. I think that sounds fantastic.
Why does this have to ruin your friendship?
Well, I feel like if you had been honest with me, like, it's more about you just hiding it from me, and I don't know. I feel, like, offended that you didn't talk to me about whatever it is you're doing and also just coming in sideways about it. And it's weird. Like, I don't know. It's not the lifestyle I'm into.
I knew this is exactly how you would react. So, you know, maybe I don't. I can't believe this, honestly.
But she did pick up on something. Zoe did catch something.
Yes, and they were fooling around.
Thank you.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm not crazy. Yeah.
It's all fun.
Whatever. Like, you weren't involved, and for you to shame me like this is just not who I thought you were. So,
I feel like you just are turning this all around on me when it's, like, clearly not about shaming. It's just my friend shows up, says she's going to stay in an Airbnb when I've invited you over. You don't tell me why. You bring your random neighbors who I don't even know that well. You spend all your time with them. Don't you think I'd be hurt, by the way? Like, let's bring that into the picture. And you aren't being honest with me. You're not telling me why you prefer to hang out with them. Like, I'm hurt. I guess I'm also hurt is the truth, right?
Well, I also feel like this could have been handled far. Like, why didn't you just come? Like, you took me on a radio show to talk about this? Really?
Yeah, because you weren't going to be honest with me. Like, it was weird. You made me feel uncomfortable, and so I left. And so, yeah, I called the radio show because you guys actually, like, help people.
Thank you.
It's the perfect opportunity. Thank you, right?
Yes. Yes.
They're not messing around.
Well, I don't think you guys should ruin your friendship. And I think what you're doing, Kelsey, is called soft swinging. I think soft swinging.
That's a thing.
Yeah.
Is that a thing? Is that a real thing?
I believe soft swinging is, I don't think there's, like, you know, there's no doing it, but there's, like, lots of fooling around and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
So anyway,
I don't want to be a part of that.
But you can still be friends. I want to be friends with a lot of swingers. Those are the friends I want.
Those are the only friends I want.
But, like, be invited, but don't actually expect you to go.
But I want to go to those parties.
Oh, those you would go to.
Yeah. All right, Zoe, thank you for calling us. Kelsey, thanks for going on the air with us. Good luck with your relationship with Connor and your neighbors. I don't think I want to be swingers with my neighbors.
Mm-mm.
I know, you got to see them all the time.
What if they always want to do it?
Too much could go wrong.
If you're outside and you're like, come over, we're going to do it. I'm like, oh, not now.
And if things go bad, it's like they're right there.
I know. Thank you, guys. That's What You Want to Know Wednesday. What you